A hospital and several civilian buildings in Baghdad were damaged today by explosions. The Reuters news agency is reporting the explosions were caused by U.S. missiles or bombs. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke with Reuters correspondent Samia Nakul, who arrived on the scene about an hour after the incident.
Ms. Nakul, can you tell me what you saw today?
I was driving in the city today. There was a warning light. I was going to a hospital to do a story, and in the middle of the road, I just discovered that a hospital there was hit by a missile. It was a whole area, basically, that was targeted. There was the hospital, which is called the Red Crescent Maternity Hospital. There was a trade fair complex where they used to have shows every year for business and trade shows. It was totally obliterated, and nearby there were some civilian buildings. So, according to witnesses in the area, said that there was an air raid at 9:30 local time. The planes came and dropped at least 3 missiles that hit the area. Apparently, there was a military target around there, but the building wasn't hit, the military target, but the civilian buildings were unfortunately hit. There were in a total of 25 wounded, and in the middle of the street, you could see that some motorists who took advantage of a morning lull to go and do some businesses or get some food were caught in the crossfire, and the cars were totally burnt out and ablaze, with the people inside, the drivers burned to death.
Ms. Nahul, you say this is a maternity hospital?
Yes, it's called the Red Crescent Maternity Hospital. It does provide services for everything, for women, for men, for first aid, emergency now. Maybe we should clarify, you know, it is called the maternity hospital, but they didn't have any woman there. The ward didn't have any maternity. I didn't see any woman being killed or wounded there.
So, Ms. Nahul, how close were you to this hospital when these bombs hit?
I arrived like an hour after the attack, and it was a whole scene of, you know, there was a hospital, as I said, that it received extensive damage, and 3 staff who worked there were wounded, including a doctor, and I spoke to one of the doctors there, an official of the Red Crescent. He said, you know, the doctors were preparing for a busy day normally because of the war. They were getting ready and preparing their supplies when the missile struck, and one of the doctors was wounded. 2 of the staff were also wounded, and they were taken by ambulances along with other people who live in the neighborhood to another nearby hospital.
Can you tell us how many people were wounded inside the hospital and how many outside the hospital in the surrounding area?
I think at least 12 people, we can say that they were wounded inside. One of them was a patient who came for a treatment, a normal treatment. He was sick and he got wounded, and they amputated his leg at the hospital.
So the hospital was hit but not destroyed. There was a trade center across the street from the hospital that has been more heavily damaged. And you say there was some kind of military target in the area, but that was not hit. Do you know what that military target was?
It's a security a kind of security intelligence building, we were told.
Reuters correspondent Samia Nakul speaking with NPR's Alex Chadwick. At U.S. Central Command headquarters in Qatar today, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said he was not aware of the incident and could not comment on it.